I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, I was in a little country mood after the Sturgill Simpson show last night, so I thought we'd go a little Brooks and Dunn. I'm a reader. Although Sue always points out that this is not the original version of the song, but I still like the Brooks and Dunn version, right? Alex Rich from Y98 hanging out. Fred is here. I just put a picture up on the X, formerly Twitter, and you can always follow me at Mark Reardon, KFTK, of my grocery cart from this morning at Walmart in High Ridge.
My favorite
Walmart. Yes, yes, Sue.
What is under the banana?
That was a good question.
Let me look here.
Thank you.
It says Cinex.
Oh, those are meatballs. And they're, the brand there, yeah, what is it, S-I-M-E-K, they're frozen meatballs that I make tonight, for example, with my pasta, my Rouse spaghetti sauce, and my pasta, and my meatballs.
That I like my meatballs. Sounds good, actually.
It really is. They're really good. So, but that's one of my items. So what I have here is, and you know, there's an interesting tie-in to this, because you see the wavy Lays, the party-size wavy Lays?
Yeah.
Well, the party-size wavy Lays, that's what the regular size used to be. There is no party size anymore.
Oh.
I was going to say, it doesn't look that party.
No,
but
it doesn't.
It's not
a huge party.
But before we get back to the grocery quiz, let me indicate this. This was an article that came out today in the New York Post. PepsiCo is trying to win back customers turned off by shrinkflation, which is what I'm addressing here, with a special promotion that offers more chips in bags of Lay's, Doritos, Tostitos, and Ruffles.
Smart.
The company told CNN that bonus bags of Tostitos and Ruffles will contain 20% more potato chips for the same price. How about bonus bags? How about all of them? Because I can't even believe. Well, let me get back to the grocery quiz. So I pick up, as you can see here, just a few items this morning at Walmart, right? I was actually shopping for a vacuum cleaner, believe it or not. A Dyson, cordless vacuum cleaner that was on sale, but they didn't have it, so I ordered it from Dyson.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, but I got the wavy Lays. I got the whipped Philadelphia cream cheese. I got the Great Value Greek yogurt. Didn't want to buy the better brand.
I get that, too. That's the same brand.
It's not that bad. You know, buy the more expensive stuff. Got some strawberries there. I have two bananas. I have some Great Value Colby Jack cheese. I have Lender's plain bagels. And I have a 24-pack of Diet Coke in my meatballs. Did I mention the meatballs? So you want to take a stab at what that is? I mean, maybe you won't be surprised by this, but I just am curious.
All right. I don't buy a lot of this, but I'm going to go for, I'd say, like $55, $60. I'll say $60.
Mm, okay. Alex?
I was going to say like $46.
Okay. Fred. Fred guessed earlier, legitimately.
And here's what I did. I saw 9 items. I assume everything's $4. Mm-hmm. So I said $36.
Yeah. Alex was closest, but you, I
46,
think,
did I just
went
go
over?
Over?
43. But what I thought was, and I wish I actually had the receipt. There's a part of me that wants to keep this and then do the same thing in a year. Like buy the same products.
Let me see it.
That's an interesting. But, you ought to do that.
But the whipped freaking cream cheese was $3.97. The Colby Jack was $2.24. My meatballs were $6.98. The bagels were $2.46.
That's some cheap meatballs. Can I just say?
How much were the meatballs?
$6.98.
How many come in that bag?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they're good.
Because you figure a pound of meat is
there's not a lot.
Exactly. If you're gonna make your own meatballs.
That's,
you know,
okay. I'm not sure. I don't know how many are in there, but 40 maybe, something like that. Strawberries were $2.92. They were on sale today. The bananas were pretty cheap. They were just 43 cents. Look at that. The Lays. This is the thing. The party size Lays, $5.44.
Really?
That's ridiculous.
That's nearly as expensive as frozen
Half
meatballs.
Half of that bag is filled with air.
Yeah. And that's what, by the way, that's the kind of price you would pay at like the convenience store just a few years ago, right?
This was at Walmart?
Yeah. And then the Diet Coke, this got me a little bit, and this is where you get the price spike, $13.48. Now, that's on me, because I make these decisions, right? I didn't have to get the Diet Coke. Here's something interesting. I love Jeffco. I love my peeps in Jeffco, even though I'm in St. Louis County. Want to hear the tax rate in Jeffco?
Yeah.
5.3%. Wow, try to do that in St. Louis County.
Yeah, no way.
I mean, you're paying, where you live at that Loughborough Schnucks and the Lowe's, it's over 10% because they have the special business district taxes.
Right.
That's
unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I bring that little grocery quiz up for a reason. I think people can relate to this because in my mind, and I don't think this is too far off the mark, if I would have bought those same things 3 years ago, that's like $25.
Let me ask you this,
maybe $30.
At what point, at what price point would that Diet Coke have to get to really get you to consider?
Oh, there isn't one.
Well,
I mean, you'd think you'd pay.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
$40 for that case of Diet Coke?
Not. I'm just going to tell you, Sue's probably right because it is my addiction, but I have reached a breaking point. When I'm going up, and I'm the person that does the grocery shopping, so if I'm going up and down the aisles, I wish I could think of an example from today, but I'll reach for something, I'll look at the price, and I'll say, I can't justify that. It's like $7 or $8 when it should be $3 or $4. I told you about buying ice at the Fastlane. Now, that's a convenience store, but it's $6.50
for a big bag of ice.
Right. All right. Another topic here. I want to see, and I don't know how much interest you have in all of this, Sue, but I kind of waded into the monsters, the Menendez brother thing, and I'm on episode 6 now, and last night was very interesting. Alex, you said you've watched this, right?
I am. I'm on episode 7, I think, now.
Wait, you guys, is this a new one? Because
yes.
I think I watched an old one.
The monsters one is what I'm talking about.
I don't think I haven't watched a new one.
Ryan Murphy is... big producers done a lot of the stuff out there, the O.J. Simpson, series, etc. This is one of the biographical crime drama anthology series that they do on Netflix. And it's, of course, about the murders in 1989. Some of us remember this very well, of Jose and Kitty Menendez by their sons, Lyle and Eric. And the episode that I watched last night, well, first of all, this thing is getting some mixed reviews for sure, and people are concerned, and these guys are in the news again, trying to get new trials and saying that they're the victims. The whole thing, if you go back to what happened with the murders, remember, they kill their parents, they go on shopping sprees, they're spending all the money of the inheritance, and then they get arrested for the murders, but they claim that they're victims because they were abused by their parents, sexually abused, and in some ways just in awful fashion,
right,
if you believe what they say. Now, last night was fascinating because I had watched the first 4 episodes, and I'm watching this 5th episode. And about 8 minutes into the 5th episode, I'm noticing there has not been an edit. And the episode features Eric Menendez in a prison room at a table being interviewed by his lawyer. Actress is playing Leslie Abramson. And all you see is the camera angle is from behind her head. You see her curly hair. You don't even see her face. You hear her voice. She's asking Eric Menendez, the character, the actor here, is really, really good. I'm going to predict right now he's going to win some awards for this. Cooper Koch? I don't even know who he is.
He is great, though.
He's good. Anyway, so I'm watching 8 minutes in. No edits. I'm like, this is one continuous shot. And you didn't even realize it.
I didn't.
So I kept watching 15 minutes. And I cannot look away because this kid is telling this awful story of abuse by his parents. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to tell you what my reaction is. I'd have killed my freaking parents, too, if they did this to
me.
Anally rape you, etc. Awful. And I'm watching 20 minutes into it. No edits.
Wow.
Then it ends. And I looked at the time like, wait a second, this was not an hour, because most of the episodes have been, you know, from 44 to an hour, I think. It was 33 minutes, one damn continuous shot, no edits. And I looked this up. They did. I think that they said they did it 4 times a day, 2 days. So half an hour. And this guy had, all those lines. It was very emotional. Now, the one thing that I would say, and you saw that episode, right?
I did. But I didn't know. I would never have even guessed. I mean, it was done so well.
Yeah, well, wow. I notice these things, Alex.
You do. That's I mean, you were a movie critic
it
back in your day.
It makes you very, very sympathetic to the Menendez brothers. Now, I don't know all the facts of the case. Now, there's a documentary out about this, and Fred, this is even in the news today. So what I read, and I don't like to read about series when I'm still watching it, but I was so curious about this episode because of the continuous shot that I saw a lot of criticism of that, you know, that particular narrative as just playing themselves off as the victims because people think that they've lied about this. I hear that in the subsequent episodes, you're going to see some of those lies exposed. So I don't even know what to believe. What I can tell you is that was still an incredible episode.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of past that. And you do definitely start to question what you had thought from watching the earlier episode.
Right, but
you
I think that's good.
Yourself, yeah, for
right.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that because I think that Ryan Murphy's doing this, you know, on purpose. So they're in the news today, though, because they're trying to get a new trial. Oh my God, you know who's involved in this? Apparently, like Rosie O'Donnell and some of these
Kim
folks.
Kardashian's big.
Well,
into this,
Kardashian's
right?
been on this all the time, right? Yeah. And she knows Ryan Murphy, and they've you know had conversations. The guy who played Eric Menendez went and met the real Eric Menendez. Ryan Murphy said, "I don't have any interest in talking to these guys," right? So that's what he said. But they're in the news. This is Jonathan Hunt from Fox.
The Menendez brothers are potentially now just weeks away from freedom as the campaign to reconsider their case gathers pace. Around 30 members of the extended Menendez family, along with attorney Mark Geragos, gathered outside a downtown L.A. courthouse today to voice their support for the brothers just 2 weeks after Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon first said his office is taking a new look at the notorious case.
So I don't know where this will take us. And I'm not going to sit here and make the case that these guys are victims and that they should not have been convicted of murder because I don't know that independently. I just know that the show has been pretty effective in what I would call the push and the pull because good shows will challenge you this way and you don't know exactly where it's going to take you. And, you know, you're going to have a period in those first few episodes where you think these guys are monsters. Oh, my God, they blew their parents' faces off literally with a shotgun. But then you hear about the abuse and some of the things that both the mother and the father did. And if any of it's true, it's really kind of horrifying.
You know, it's interesting what I think Netflix and a lot of these series have done for multiple cases. You think about this one, you think of, remember back to Making a Murderer with Stephen Avery?
Yeah, but that was all BS, Alex. That's the problem. Making a Murderer was a documentary about Stephen Avery, who was completely guilty. I was in Wisconsin when that case was taking place, okay, so yeah. I know all about Stephen Avery,
sure.
Right? And he could not be more guilty. Anyone, you know, Dan O'Donnell, who's a friend, and he's on the show from WISN in Milwaukee, Dan covered that trial. Anybody who was there for the trial, there's not one person I know that will tell you that he's not guilty, because he is guilty. That's the thing.
Sure.
So
it definitely brings attention back to these cases that people may have never even heard of.
Right, but that's a cautionary tale because, again, here you got Geragos and the family, some of the family members. Look, they're probably people related to O.J. Simpson, like maybe his kids who didn't think that he brutally killed their mother, but he did.
Yeah.
But he did. The family's going to be confused and they're not going to want to believe this stuff. I think they're just asking for a new trial, though, aren't they?
Or a different sentencing. A different punishment, that sort of thing.
And they've been there for, 30 years, right?
Yeah, and it seems like I heard the attorney, Mark Geragos, say, if these were the Menendez sisters, this would be a totally different story.
So that's interesting.
Well, I would say this. You know, maybe there is something to that. I would recommend the show, Monsters.
Sure.
However, it's tough.
It's really tough to get through.
But that episode last night, wow, we're coming back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.